climate controlled. They've given me a window. Now I don't need the umbrellas collapsed under the coat rack to tell me about the rain. And the jackets I've come to know on hangers, leave on shoulders, bunch out on lunch breaks, file home at the end of the day. I stay. The janitor makes his last pass and I avoid his gaze, watch deer making do with the false front forest of the golf course. They gave me a door as well, which I'm afraid to close. I need to hear their approach. At the entrance, stone makes dun-toned pumps clock in. Then carpet intercepts, leaves just the hiss of a suit's slick fabric as my frantic rumor, they're coming to send you home. But it's none of my business. They do not stop, and I cannot get up and follow. The window does not open. It is not a way out. And I will never stand on the other side, except in a dream, where I see myself knocked around, then locked in. If I don't keep quiet, they will come back with clubs. They will pull my name off the door, so no one will know I am there. Tonight, the building's front doors are a manhole cover. I shove and the real air touches me all at once. I find it is spring. Contrails fill the low-lit sky with fleeing. Below, every paper hole I have ever punched has been let go under the pear trees.